The recent U of M winter commencement was the final event of the bicentennial. The director of the celebration, Gary Kren, says it all began on the first day of 2017 and included three colloquia sponsored by President Dr. Mark Schlissel, the True Blue event last April, and MSTAF 200.
This was an event that was really dedicated to recognizing the contributions of staff over the 200 years of the university. It was planned by staff, put on by staff. There were 20,000 people.
That was followed by a big festival in Detroit, where the university was originally founded in 1817. Kren says it took about 4 years to put together and 1 year to execute the 200-year anniversary, and he says they'll be working for a few more months, producing a final report summarizing the impact.
It really strengthened the community. I think that the degree of participation across all the constituencies of the university and even beyond, I mean, faculty, students, staff, alumni, was a moment of not just celebration, but lots of sort of reflection and examination of the university's past, both the good and the bad.
While the bicentennial was about the university's 200-year history, Kren says they were always thinking about the future as well.
Higher education, this is a challenging time for universities in many ways, and the bicentennial gave us an opportunity to look at some of those challenges in a historical context, but also looking at, you know, what's the university that we want to have become.
One bit of unfinished bicentennial business includes a time capsule put together by students.
The time capsule has been finished. It includes transcriptions of over 700 interviews with alumni, staff, students, faculty. There's going to be a DNA experiment on it. Some other documents will be included, and it's going up. They are waiting for the right spaceship, right, to hitch a ride on.
Kren says they hope to find a way to launch it into space in the next couple of years and will count on future University of Michigan students to figure out how to get it back to Earth. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.